Torah Way, Northwest London, Thursday, Rosh Chodesh Shvat, 14th of January, Rabbi Dani Kadosh Lita. Where was Pharaoh's Bechiro?
Morning, good Chodesh everyone. Good to be back again. It's a special day. People don't always remember how important Rosh Chodesh Shvat is. What's unique about Rosh Chodesh Shvat? What happened on this day?
Aaron
Echonim
died. No, it wasn't. It was
Rosh Chodesh. Mikra Mole, explicit pasuk in the Torah on today.
First day.
Asir. No. Is it Chodesh Asir? Ashti Asir. Ashti Asir. Vahi Barbaim Shona, Ashti Asir, Chodesh, Diber Moshe, Diber Atura Zot, Ber Etev. Hashem, Moshe, beginning of Devarim is begun today. And the Medrash says, Kiyom Shehita Bo Har Sinai. Because it's, Moshe went over the entire Torah all over again, over 36 days. Mm-hmm. Of course, he leaves us on Zayin Adar. So the whole Sefer Devarim is beginning today, and over this period Moshe is going through the whole Teichacha, through the whole rebuke of Sefer Devarim. It's a very special day. And as I said, Medrash compares it to Kiyom Shehita Bo Har Sinai, a time to mechazik ourselves in Mimud the Torah. Mm-hmm. So, Parshas Va'era. I thought I'd speak about something different this time. We've spoken different halacha things in the past. We'll talk about something a bit different today. And that's probably the most famous kasha on this week's parsha, yeah, is with regards to Paris Bechira. So, Sechar Ba'oinesh is one of our Yud Gimel Ikrim. It's axiomatic in Torah that a person does something good, he's rewarded. You do something bad, you're punished. Where is this reward? Where is this punishment? Not for now. Yeah, it's a different shayla. But there is a concept of sechar ba'onesh, reward and punishment. And this is the 11th of the Yud Gimel Ikrim, the Kodesh Baruch Hu is manish l'rishoyim, mshalim sechotov l'tzadikim. But this concept of sechar ba'onesh is predicated with the concept of bechira. You cannot have sechar ba'onesh if there's no concept of bechira. You wouldn't reward your microwave for heating up your food. Why not? It's done you something good. You reward a child who's done something good for you. Why don't you? It's very simple. Because the microwave didn't choose to do this action for you. You're not going to punish a robot who is programmed to do something wrong to you. Why? Same thing. Because it hasn't done anything. It hasn't chosen to do anything. Yes, it's done something terrible against me. It hasn't chosen to do it. We normally get upset or happy with people which have chosen to do something to us, either for the good or for the bad. If the thing hasn't chosen to do it, that's why you're not going to get upset if a mentally disarranged person comes and insults you.
Like,
why not?
Why should have been the water?
One second. You know, don't get upset with that. Why? Because he's got no bechira to do that. He hasn't chosen to do that. In fact, the kasha which the Rishonim ask is, why is it that the Bechira isn't one of the Gimel Ikrim of the Rambam? Rambam's got 13 Ikrim. And very interestingly, the Rambam in Hilchos, I think it's Hilchos Teshuvah, yeah, I'm almost sure it's Hilchos Teshuvah, he says that the concept of Bechira, it's Hilchos Teshuvah. The concept of Bechira is, I think he calls it an Omud Chazak. He says, Ikr ze, Ikr Gadahu. You hear that? Bechira is Ikur Godelu Amud HaTorah Mitzvah. It's a pillar of Torah and Mitzvah, the concept of Bechira. If this is true, that Bechira is an Ikur Godel, and it's an Amud HaTorah Mitzvah, why is it not one of these Gimel Ikrim?
If it's...
The Rambam calls it, in Hilchos Teshuvah, Perek Chamisha Halacha Gimel, Ikur Ze, Ikur Godelu V'Amud HaTorah Mitzvah. It's a pillar of Torah Mitzvah, it's an Ikur Godel. So why is it not part of the Yud Gimel Ikrim? There's two ways you can answer this. One way to answer it is that of course it's an Ikur Godel, and of course it's one of the Yud Gimel Ikrim. Poshut it's Nichlal in Sechar and Oynish. Because, like we said, the 11th Ikur is Sechar and Oynish, reward and punishment. It's not Shaykh to have reward or punishment when there's no concept of Bechira underneath it. So it's, yes, it's there in Yud Gimel Ikrim, just we don't call it that. We call it Sechar and Oynish. But part of Sechar and Oynish is Bechira. Another explanation is, this is so from Rav Sacks, is that Yud Gimel Ikrim are our belief in a Kadosh Baruch Hu and the way a Kadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. Bechira is a belief Kadosh Baruch Hu has in us. Right? And it is an Ikr. It's a 14th Ikr. It's a different type of Ikr though. All the other Ikrim are Ikrim which we have in Hashem. The Ikr of Bechira is one which Hashem has in us. We have to reaffirm our belief in the Yud Gimel Ikrim in a Kadosh Baruch Hu, not the, our belief in ourselves, so we have the ability to choose. Okay. Al Kol Ponim. Schar Varnish is only Shayach for Bechira. If that's the case, the problem is in this week's parasha, because Paro doesn't seem to have the Bechira, at least some of the time. Right at the beginning of Vayera, Vaniya Chazek, a slave Paro. I will strengthen the heart of Paro, and he'll refuse to send you out. That doesn't happen immediately, because if you notice the 10 markers over this week's parasha and next week, so the first five, it says Vayichbad Paro. Paro hardened in Lashon Kal. Yichbad. He himself hardened his heart. He chose not to send them, and therefore he got punished with the subsequent plagues. But the latter five, it's Meduk in the Pasuk, always says it Beloshim Hif'il. Hif'il is causative. Vayachbeid Liboy. And Vayachbeid Hashem says Hashem hardened Paro's heart. It's a big difference between Vayichbad and Vayachbeid. Vayichbad means he himself hardened his heart. He chose to do so. Vayachbeid, I will strengthen. That means to take away some, seemingly to take away someone's bechira and strengthen his heart and not allow the Bnei Yisrael to leave. And so the question which the Rishonim asked before Achas is, how on earth could Paro be punished for something which he hasn't chosen to do? If a Kadosh Baruch has indeed strengthened his heart, then why should Paro be punished for something he hasn't chosen to do? Like, just if Hashem has strengthened his heart, then it's the same as punishing the robot for doing something wrong to you. He hasn't chosen to do so, it's the same thing. So the Rambam asks this question of the Teshuvah. And the Rambam says as follows. And we need to explain this, Rambam. Rambam says, Hilchos Teshuvah, Perek Vav, Halacha Gimel. Ve'efshar she'echet ha'adam chet godol el'chatoim harbe. It's possible for a person to sin greatly. Achitin adin, until Hashem decides, she'apiroin mizeh achoyte achatoim elu, she'as mitzorin, she'moinin mimenu hatashuva. It may be the consequence of a person committing many averus that we prevent him being able to teshuva, ve'in manichin loy rishus loshem merishoy, k'dei she'yomus v'yerid v'chatoish osam. Says the Rambam, a possible consequence of too many averus a person does is that he's not given the ability to do teshuvah. He's not ability to give him to return. And that's what happens here. Paro chose the first five times. And he declined. As a result, it was closed enough from doing teshuvah, and then for the final five times, he didn't have bechira.
Because of the first five.
And therefore, he was punished for the last five. Now this is what I'm needing explanation. You ask a question that where's Paro's bechira? The answer is because of the first five sins, because of all the sins he had done until now. So first five plagues had bechira. Now he doesn't. So have you answered the question? Still, okay. So my punishment is that I've been closed from being able to teshuva. But don't punish me for those last five. I can understand that you're going to make me into a wicked person. I don't have a chance to come back. But you can't punish me for what I've done during that period of time, can you? The Rambam saying that by a person doing so many averus, we don't allow him to. Now he says that's what happens to Paro. He continues and he says, "Lefikach kosev b'torah v'aniach hazek es leiparo, lefi shechoto mi'atzmo techina, because he initially sinned himself. V'hira li Yisrael hagorim ba'arzo." Nosan hadin limloya mimenu atshuva lefika chizik hakadosh baruch hu esliboy. Therefore, Hashem strengthened his heart. So, okay, strengthen his heart. That's your part. That's Hashem's way. Fine, but you can't punish him for the latter set of plagues. Lechora. Thing of pshat and Rambam is as follows. Let's think about addiction. Whether it's addiction with alcohol, addiction with tobacco, whatever it may be. The first time a person begins that course of life or he wants to smoke, or he wants to drink, whatever it may be. He freely chooses to do that. Correct? A normal person we're talking about. He's got full bechira to do so or not to do so. He chooses. And, as we know, the power of these substances can make someone more and more dependent on them, and becomes more and more addicted. Let's say, for argument's sake, okay? We have to, I don't know if this is shy. Let's say, a person is a fully shomer Torah mitzvahs. He's got one problem. He is totally addicted to tobacco, and he can't control himself from smoking on Shabbos before mitzvah. Everything else is, he keeps Shabbos, everything. But one thing he can't do, he can't control himself. And he has to smoke on Shabbos. Is that person on Mechal on Shabbos? Again, we've established scientifically this person. Let's not go into whether that's something Shayach or not. Let's just assume, Li Yotzur, that this person has got no longer any Koyach Bechira to control himself. Is that person on Mechal on Shabbos or not? What would you tell me?
He
didn't choose to do so. Again, I'm saying, Lu Yitzur, a person is so addicted to something that it's not shaykh for him to control himself.
He brought himself to that matzav.
That's the nekudah. Now, let's say he's got no more bechira. He can't control himself. But you have to take responsibility for the outcome of your decisions, even in the long run. Yes, now you may not have Bechira. Lu Yitzur, that's Shai. I don't know if scientifically that's possible or not, but assuming that it's Shai, that no longer has Bechira. But you put yourself in this matzav where you no longer have the ability to choose, therefore you will be punished later on for putting yourself in that matzav. There's an English saying, what a web we weave when we first begin to deceive. And this actually comes from a maskil David. Yeah, I saw this in the Maskei Dovid a few years ago and I thought of this. The Maskei Dovid of Dovid Paradai is a Pirush on Rashi, on a few Aleph Mefarshi Rashi. And in Parashas Vayikra it says, Loisechachashu v'loisechakaru ishba amiso. Don't deny and don't lie. Rashi there's got a Pirush. And he asks, what's this double Roshan? Don't deny and don't lie. What's the difference between Loisechachashu v'loisechakaru ishba amiso? He says, Loisechachashu means you begin. You say a lie. Okay. You had Bechira not to lie. You decided to lie. Now you find yourself in such a terrible situation that your lie is going to get caught out. So what happens? You now, not just continue, you create a whole web of lies to protect that lie. Lo sechachashu, don't deny. Don't make the initial lie. Even once you've made that initial lie, don't continue to create that web to be able to cover up that initial deception. Sheker is that whole picture. That whole picture, you don't... So that's the same pirush. You began with full bechira. Lo yisechachashu. But sometimes you end up, because you've become so used to it, or because you're in a situation now where you just can't get out of the terrible thing which you've done, you have to weave a whole other thing. What a web we weave when we first begin to deceive. You have to create this web of deception. Same thing with the Rambam saying here. Pari didn't have Bechira during the second set of fire. He didn't have Bechira. That's a huge chiddush. Pari did not have Bechira, but you know what? He's still punishable. He's punishable because you put yourself in that matziv. You put yourself in that situation, therefore, you're going to be honest for it. And this is a huge limud. Sometimes we find ourselves in situations where we just can't control ourselves. And we no longer have Bechira. The punishment there is, why did you put yourself in that matzav in the first place? That explains, for example, things like Yichud. Right? Okay. Like Yichud, for example. Torah says, on the Tzadda, it's a Deraisa, or it's a Derabana. Don't put yourself in a matzav where later you'll say, I didn't have a choice. And sometimes people don't have a choice. But why did you allow yourself to be in such a matzav? You're going to be punished on something, even though you may not have had Bechira at the end, because you put yourself in that initial matzav. This is a huge limit for Bechira. Bechira is always there. Sometimes it's not always there though. But if you put yourself in that matzah but you don't have the Bechira, then you will be Nenash. Even though at the time you committed the Aver, you don't have Bechira.
By the time you realize, it may be too late.
You can't choose anything.
By the time you realize
how correct this, but great. Still you'll be there national now, despite you having here because you put yourself in that matter.
Arisanoilod.
Yeah, exactly. And now, by the way, was Moshe's in the Gemara Brachas in Perek Chamishi. The Gemara there says that Moshe, after Igar Azov, Moshe comes to Kodesh Baruch Hu and complains on behalf of the people, you know, and he says, V'yasu lehem elei zov, they made them golden calves. And Moshe says, what have you done to Kodesh Baruch Hu? He says to Moshe, what have you done? It's the same, what you've done is you've taken them, you've dressed them well, like a child. Imagine you take a young teenager, you dress him well, and put a nice perfume on him, and go and put him outside a Baal Shalzonis. Mayasa ben Shere Yechte. So Moshe said, Moshe, you've done the same thing. Giving them all this Ravchus, all this gold and everything. What are they going to do? They said, Moshe was tiring. You put themselves in a matzav where they no longer have that Koich HaBechir anymore. That's what the Rambam says. Ramban and Sefarno take a different pirish. They say, no. Moshe did, Parah did have Bechir. Parah did have Bechir. It says, Vania Chazek, I will strengthen. And this is another important limud in Bechira as well. You say, after witnessing all the nisim of the first five Makkos, it was almost impossible for Paro not to choose to send them away. Once you've seen the Yad Hashem so apparent, so clear, five times, once, fluke, twice, coincidence, five times, it wouldn't have been Shaykh, Paro wouldn't have had Bechira not to send them. You see the contrast there? The Rambam is saying he's got no Bechira any not to send them. And the Ramban is saying the exact opposite. He wouldn't have had Bechira to send them. He would have sent them without being able to choose. Once you've seen the Yad Hashem so manifested, you no longer have the ability to say, I don't want to. He would have sent them out. And that wouldn't have been a real test. No challenge anymore. Because the Yad Hashem has become so apparent, so he's got no longer any choice. Therefore, says Zaramban in the Sephronim, Kadosh Baruch Hu had to strengthen his heart, had to be machbedislevoi, to harden his heart, to recreate that equilibrium in Bechira. After the five Makkos, there was no longer the equilibrium. There was much more stronger koyach to send and not to send, because he had seen the Yad Hashem. So now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu strengthened, despite everything he's seen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu strengthened his heart to recreate that level playing field, that equilibrium, that you have Bechira, to choose or not to choose. The same ability to send or not to send. And what we see from the Ramban and the Sephron is another important limit in Bechira, and that is that any Nisayon a person has, it's going to be a situation where he has the ability to choose either for the good or for the bad. And Kodesh Baruch Hu always ensures that we have that level playing field, we have the ability. And what we're not able to choose, we're not going to be nenash or rewarded for. There are some things which you've just been programmed to do for the good or for the bad. Such things, a person's not going to receive onus for. And that's what happens here, is that in order for Paro to be able to have, because remember, ultimately, the purpose of life is, like the Ramchal writes in Derech Hashem, is to have the same ability to choose, is to choose goodness, and you choose goodness when you have the same ability for bad and for good. And Paro had to have that in order to be able to have that ability to challenge himself, and he didn't have that. That's the Ramban. Final pirush of Rishim Shun Fal Hash is when it says V'aniyah Chazek is Lev Paro, it doesn't mean that Hashem strengthened his heart. It's that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a situation where it would be possible for Paro to strengthen his heart. Which means, he explains, every Makkah, Hashem made a situation where it would still be possible to be toiler the nes on nature. And to say it's still a fluke, it's still a coincidence. So for example, with the Barot, he says, the hail. The hailstones came down, that's miraculous. You know, we now have the Ashes Makachas Vasei Chabor. But even with that, it didn't destroy all the crop. Right? You can still bring in nature and science here. Right? It's still Aviv. It's the pish, the flax, and the barley was smitten. Because it's this, Hashem left open a possibility, despite all the makos, the possibility to be able to be tolerant on nature. And that's what only Chazik is here about. I'll strengthen his heart. Not that I'm going to physically take away his bechira. Despite all the miracles he's going to do, I'm going to leave open that Pesach for him to be able to be tolerant in something else. And that's exactly what happened. So we have three perushim, in summary, of the conundrum regarding Pari's bechira. We began by asking the question, how can Schav Oynish is based on the concept of bechira. Bechira is one of the Rambam calls one of our ikrim. And if there is no bechira, where is the, how can Pari be nenash? We said three perushim. The Rambam, the Ramban, Sfarnoi, and the Shimshon Volhash. Rambam is saying Kitaka had no bechira. And but still, he was punished because he put himself in that situation. You caused that matzav to come about. Don't put yourself in a situation where you're not going to have bechira. Number two, Ramban and Sefarno say that he did have bechira. And Hashem had to strengthen his heart in order that she had bechira. Because before that, the Yad Hashem was so golui that he wouldn't have had bechira. Therefore, Hashem had to strengthen his heart to have equal choice. And the future for Harsh learns, not Hashem strengthens out his tzad bechira. Pshat is ani chazis para. I'll leave the ability for para to be tola the miracles of nature in order that I'll have the bechira. So for the Rambam he hasn't got bechira. For the Ramban Sfarno, he does have bechira.
He had...